The Health Professions Council of South Africa have embarked on a nationwide crackdown on healthcare practitioners who are operating illegally. Several arrests were made in different parts of the country. One such arrest was that of a Congolese national who was found practicing as a medical practitioner in Kuruman in the Northern Cape while not registered with the council. Now joining us on the line, we have chairperson of the South African Medical Association, Dr. Imvuyisi Muzukwa. Doc, a very good morning to you and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners, and thanks for inviting me to your program.
How widespread is the problem? Is it a case of a few isolated incidents or more than that?
Well, the problem is wide. It's just that we do not have, as a country, the investigative capacity in terms of, the HSA going around, but also law enforcement agencies who should be assisting the HPCSA, but also with other stakeholders, including communities, that should be monitoring, this bad practice in the country.
So give us some examples of the kind of cases that you guys have uncovered.
Well, there are people that are practicing. They would find that people were struck off the roll at the HPCSA. In other words, unregistered practitioner. But also you'll find that there are people who drop out from medical schools who are now practicing as doctors without any qualifications. You've got also people who are coming from other countries who may be exposed to medicine but may not have the necessary qualifications or even registered in the country. And they'll start their practices without, the authority of the HPCSA registration.
How can the community play a part here in assisting to weed out illegal practitioners?
Well, I think it's important that before a community member visits a doctor, they need to make sure that this doctor is registered with the council, the HPCSA. Because this is important. You want to know if you are dealing with a true doctor or you are just dealing with a fake doctor. So that, you can just, ask, take the name of that doctor or ask their practice number or registration number, HPCSA registration number. And then you go into the HPCSA site and look for that doctor, if that doctor is registered or not. So that's the way we do it, is to, obviously investigate if that doctor is registered.
What would you say is the root cause of the problem here, Doc? Is it that our systems are not tight enough that allows for people to do this and get away with it for a prolonged period of time?
Well, I think people have identified a gap in terms of the law enforcement agencies, and that especially they will choose areas, that are vulnerable, like in your townships, in your far-flung areas, rural areas, in busy areas where it's not easy to identify, such practices. So it's incumbent upon all of us as society, if we suspect, an illegal practice, we need to report it to the law enforcement agencies and assist, in making sure that these cases are brought down.
All right, Doc. Thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That was Dr. Imvuyisi Muzukwa, who is the chairperson of the South African Medical Association, talking to us about the Health Professions Council of South Africa cracking down on healthcare practitioners who are operating illegally.